grip fighting and judo, two sides of the same coin at the elite level. This message has been brought to you by www.thecrossgrip.com. Greetings. In the realm of judo, grip fighting, or kumikata, is often seen as a chess game within the war, a nuanced battle that precedes the explosive throws and submissions that the sport is known for. At the foundational level, judo and grip fighting are intertwined, with the latter being a fundamental aspect of the former. However, as one ascends to the higher echelons of the sport, an interesting evolution occurs. Grip fighting and judo begin to emerge as distinctly separate disciplines, each with its own depth, strategies, and intricacies. The convergence of judo and grip fighting. At its core, judo is a martial art and Olympic sport that emphasizes throws, groundwork, and submissions. It is built on the principles of flexibility, balance, and efficiency. Grip fighting, on the other hand, is the art of obtaining a favorable grip on the opponent's gi or uniform while preventing the opponent from doing the same. This battle for superior grip positioning is crucial as it directly influences a judoka's ability to execute techniques and control the match. For beginners and intermediate judo practitioners, grip fighting serves as an integral part of their judo training. It is during these stages that athletes learn the importance of grip dominance, grip defense, and the basic strategies to outmaneuver their opponents. The skills developed in grip fighting are directly applied to their judo techniques, making the two disciplines appear seamlessly connected. Emergence at the elite level. As judokas ascend to higher levels of competition, the complexity of grip fighting exponentially increases. At this stage, grip fighting transforms into a highly specialized discipline that demands its own focused training sessions, strategies, and even coaches dedicated to its study. The reasons for this divergence are multifaceted. 1. Strategic depth. At the elite level, every competitor is technically proficient, making the margins for victory narrower. Grip fighting becomes a game of inches, where the slightest advantage in grip positioning can be the difference between success and failure. Elite judokas spend countless hours studying opponents, learning specific grip fighting sequences, and developing counter strategies tailored to individual competitors. 2. Rule nuances. International judo competitions often come with a complex set of rules regarding gripping, including penalties for non-combativity or illegal grips. High-level judokas must navigate these rules expertly, turning grip fighting into a strategic endeavor that requires as much mental acuity as physical skill. 3. Injury prevention and longevity. At the top level, the physical toll of judo is significant. Effective grip fighting can mitigate injury risks by controlling the pace and flow of the match, allowing athletes to engage in judo at the highest level for longer periods. 4. Psychological warfare. Grip fighting at the elite level also involves a psychological component, where athletes attempt to assert dominance and break their opponents well before a single technique is executed. This mental battle is as critical as the physical clash, adding another layer of complexity to grip fighting. The symbiotic relationship. Despite their divergence, grip fighting and judo remain inextricably linked. Mastery in grip fighting enhances a judoka's ability to implement their judo techniques more effectively, while judo techniques inform the strategic goals of grip fighting. This symbiotic relationship is what makes judo a continually evolving and fascinating sport. Conclusion. Ready to take your judo to the next level? Visit www.iwanttoworkwithyou.com and discover how my personal coaching program can transform your judo journey. Whether you're aiming to sharpen your techniques, prepare for a competition, or simply deepen your understanding of judo, I'm here to guide you every step of the way. Let's embark on this transformative journey together. Your potential is limitless, and with dedicated, personalized coaching, there's no telling how far you can go with some quality nudges from a professional in the right direction. Looking forward to working with you. Roddy Ferguson. Remember, I love you, but God loves you best.